Welcome to the Marlborough Monday Espresso podcast.
It's Monday the 9th of October. Today I'm joined by Scott Truter, Assistant Portfolio Manager and our US Analyst. Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
We'll get some insight from Scott in a second. As always, there's quite a lot happening in markets, so let's dive straight in. Firstly, let's take a quick recap of what was driving markets last week. So if we look at equity markets, it was a mixed week. The UK market was down, was actually dragged down by the oil price. We've got a lot of oil companies within the UK stock market. Oil was off on the week, and that caused the UK market to fall just over 1% last week. But on the flip side of that, we had US stocks, which were positive. Tech stocks performing quite well, so seeing some good performance coming through from there. A lot of that driven by expectations for Q3 company earnings. So this is companies reporting their earnings for the last 3 months, and that kicks off this week. So we'll get some insight into that from Scott. And then bonds lagged on the week because of strong economic data. So let's start with that economic data. So Scott, what was the big news item in the US last week?
It was the job data for the US. So the US labor market resilience continued to dampen the near-term prospects of a recession. There was a gain of 336,000 jobs in September. That was the biggest in 8 months. And it was roughly double the number that most economists had been expecting. In addition, the prior monthly estimates of jobs growth were revised upward. And so September's unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%.
Okay, so some really strong numbers coming through from the US economy and the jobs front. So that's good for economic growth. Interestingly, one of the figures that I did see there, because they do release quite a lot of figures around jobs data, was wage inflation. We saw that basically wage inflation didn't really budge on the month. So that'll be good news for central bankers because it means that actually we're creating jobs in the economy, but we're not seeing that wage inflation coming through. But that strong economic data is bad for bonds. And we saw bonds selling off during the week. So what happens is when bond yields rise, the price falls. And we all know that the bond yields rising over the last year was driven by the fact that we've had higher inflation. And as a result of that, central banks increasing interest rates and that pushing up bond yields, because if you're going to issue a bond, you got to pay more than the prevailing interest rate, otherwise nobody's going to buy it. So bond yields higher. But interestingly, more recently, bond yields have continued to move up, but what we've seen is inflation is actually falling and central banks have paused raising interest rates. So what's driving this? It's that strong economic data that Scott was talking about, because if you have strong economic data, it opens up the possibility for more rate rises. So ultimately, that was the key driver of the bond market last week. But one other reason that people are concerned that central banks might increase interest rates is because we're seeing oil picking back up, and that could increase inflation. So what's happening in the oil market, Scott?
The oil price closed out the week $83 a barrel. So the prospects of this lower global demand for petrol weighed on oil prices. It's the 9% weekly decline. That's the biggest since March earlier this year. So recently, as September 27th, oil was at a high of $94 a barrel. So that's a year-to-date high. We've seen some increases, though, this morning due to the conflict between Israel and Palestine. But overall, it's still lower than it was a week before.
Yes, ultimately, if the oil price isn't continuing to rise, then there's less likelihood of upward inflationary pressure or inflation coming back. So really, I think from our perspective, we think that in the bond market at the moment, there's probably a little bit of an overshoot and people are probably pricing in too much expectation for further interest rate rises. We think that trade's probably gone a little bit too far, and we do see value in bonds as of today. But I think importantly, we got to look forward to what's happening this week. So for the week ahead, what have we got happening this week, Scott?
I think one of the big pieces of data is US inflation. So that's coming out on Thursday, and it will give us an idea of the recently mixed trends in inflation and see if we get a bit of a clearer path ahead from there. In the UK, we've got monthly GDP figures that will come out, and it's expected to show some economic expansion in August. However, there are some industrial and manufacturing outputs that are anticipated decline for the second month. And then as well in the US, we've got the beginning of Q3 earnings that you mentioned earlier, Nathan. So normally the first ones that come out are banks, and that gives us an initial health check. We've also seen some expectations of the earnings growth come out. And when you strip out energy in the US, we may see growth of around 5%. This would draw a line in the sand where we've seen some weaker earnings last quarter, although even last quarters, they were still better than expected. So it'd be another thing to focus on.
Okay, so that's quite good news then. So seeing company earnings turning the corner. So we'd definitely be watching that. So thank you, Scott. That was extremely insightful, as always. Thank you all for taking the time to listen. Have a great week, and goodbye for me.